Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Everybody, and welcome to an emergency P1 podcast with Matt and Tommy. We are here. We did not expect to be doing a podcast today, but we have had some Formula One news. Yes, we have forgotten what that feels like, and it is at the expense of Gunther Steiner, Tommy. The Drive to Survive Netflix sensation has left the Haas F1 team with immediate effect. I was quite shocked. This came out of nowhere.
Yeah, it's a big surprise. There were sort of rumours going around, but didn't really have any traction. It was just like a random comment that barely got any traction on Twitter or anything. And it was kind of like, I don't know if I believe this or not. Like you say, out of nowhere, I think Formula One not long ago tweeted a graphic being like, here's all the team principals, now everyone's locked in for 2024, like we've got the whole grid, and now Gunther has gone.
The statement that was put out by Haas, and this is a quote from Gene Haas, said, "Moving forward as an organisation, it was clear we need to improve our on-track performances. In appointing Ayo Kumatsu," probably just completely butchered that, sorry, "as team principal, we fundamentally have engineering at the heart of our management." There was also about Gunther Steiner being basically removed from the role effective immediately. Now, that's a phrase, Tommy, that makes me feel uneasy. It makes me feel like things have gone down or people have been removed from said roles. Because I don't know, effective immediately is a very harsh, cutting statement, isn't it? It's not like a Gunther will leave at the end of the season. Thank you so much, Gunther. You know, it was just like effective immediately, gone.
Yeah, it's quite the shock because Haas's technical director has also left, which was announced earlier today. And so obviously the way it's been worded, the fact that they've kind of both gone at the same time, it does kind of feel like it's kind of Gene Haas has gone, right, we need to sort this mess out. Let's start again.
You're fired.
Obviously, we don't know how that's going to go down. Hopefully, Drive to Survive are in there filming the entire thing because that would be a good episode. And I bet they wish they were. But it's interesting to see that Haas have, in my opinion, finally made a call of, we need to sort this S out because their team's going absolutely nowhere. And we mentioned many times that, during the season when they were, I think Haas so many times we were kind of like, why do they even exist at the moment? It was kind of very frustrating to watch them last year in particular.
It certainly was. And if you're Gene Haas pumping in money into a team that's not going anywhere, and if anything, it's even worse when you show potential and then aren't able to deliver it at all when the points are delivered on a Sunday. It feels weird, doesn't it? Because, of course, on Netflix, we've had many seasons of Gunther on the phone to Gene saying, we're going to fix this mess and, just wait, just you see. And we've now finally got the closing of the book of Gene Haas actually giving Gunther the boot, which is upsetting. So I guess it opens up the question, what is next for Gunther Steiner? Now, look, I am not Gunther Steiner's manager. However, I feel like there are plenty of opportunities for Gunther Steiner here. One, lead commentator for Sky Sports F1.
Punditry, 100%.
No, he's replacing Crofty, Tommy.
Lead commentator.
I want to see it. But no, if I'm being honest, yes, I think there's room for punditry. I don't know whether he actually would want to do that, though. His personality doesn't seem to lean towards being in front of a camera, that sort of stuff. That's my opinion. But he does have that opportunity. I think he can have a whole film just about him. I feel like he's got enough clout from Drive to Survive that it could be something epic with Gunther as the main character.
Well, why don't they just do a rival Netflix? Well, I say rival Netflix, or it could just be on Netflix as like a spin-off where they just, it is literally the Gunther show and they just follow his like next steps. That would be quite interesting. Because now like they could just document. Yeah. That's Gunther, get on the phone.
Yeah, it's not Gene Haas on the end of the blower now, it's Matt and Tommy.
Yeah. I think for me, the thing that stood out was the fact that every broadcaster, because when the whole Netflix thing kicked off, it was, of course, that first season when Drive to Survive now is definitely polarizes Formula One fans, but I think hardcore Formula One fans, even when it first started, we all loved it because it was like, oh my word, like this is a side to the sport that we've never seen before. Who is this Gunther Steiner guy? Who'd of course been in Formula One for a very long time and been team principal, but was never being interviewed by the likes of Sky Sports or Formula One or whatever. And then suddenly he became the star of the show, and he was always the one that was getting almost, some people found maybe even too much sometimes, that he was kind of being overused and kind of, they were using him all the time to like talk to him and stuff. And he definitely became like front and center a lot more. So maybe that is the side. I think those broadcasters will be biting their hand off to get him as like a pundit or on, you know, because people will love to hear what he has to say. Maybe Dutch TV, because I think they're allowed to swear on Dutch TV and they don't care. So he'd be a great one for that.
Yeah, maybe that's where he needs to go. But who knows? What else do you think he could? I mean, there's no other slots in Formula One to be a team principal. And to be honest, with his track record, as much as he might be a great team principal, we don't really get to see that because he was the forefront of a team that was always struggling in terms of staying in Formula One, trying to score points. You know, Haas were very much on the back foot for most of his time there. Where else could he go? Does he go to another motorsport series? Does he write another book? What does he do?
Yeah, you do wonder, because once you've kind of hit that team principal height, you know, if you watch old Formula One footage, I think the one that springs to mind, which people would find very surprising, is that he actually used to work for Red Bull. And if you watch the footage from the infamous race in 2005 in USA, he was there in that working for Red Bull, and you kind of saw him there. And it was really weird seeing Gunther Steiner in Red Bull overalls. But with a lot of these people, including Komatsu, who's the trackside engineer that's moved his way up, these people work in Formula One for years and years and years, and they build their way up. McLaren is another great example, with their team principal. They build their way up to the top, but then what's next when you do get dropped?
Punditry.
FAA president, Gunther Steiner.
All that. Yeah. Oh, my God.
That would be unbelievable.
You know, the first thing he would pass is just being able to swear, getting rid of the bleeps on team radio. That would be 100% the first thing he
would do. Team radio is his first thing. Yeah.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Speaking of Komatsu, so he's been in Formula One since, I think, 2003. He's worked with BAR, with Renault, with Lotus, with Haas, and now, of course, is the team principal. I guess it then makes us wonder, and it's not a question we're going to be able to probably answer right now, is whether it's good or bad news for Haas. You have to say on the... If you're Gene Haas, you just look at the results and you go, well, Haas were actually doing better in the earlier years of when they joined Formula One rather than now. So it's not like they're on any kind of trajectory. So you do wonder whether there is a need to change. I personally quite liked Gunther as a team principal, but then again, we aren't employees, so we don't know what he's like behind closed doors. I think he was quite a stern man from what we've seen in Netflix, and he can be incredibly cutting with wanting results and whatnot. But I guess, you know, it's run its course. I think I can understand why they've made that decision. Nothing has changed. They're not on the right path at the moment. Let's change at the top. You know, other teams have had much more of a revolving door when it comes to team principals than Haas have had. And I think a lot of people are upset just purely because we like Gunther as a personality.
Yeah, in my opinion, I think it is the right move for Haas. I think it's a tough one because a lot of people would be like, oh, that sucks. Because you could argue that Gunther Steiner is probably one of the only redeeming sort of like, well, maybe even the only point of interest of Haas, because, you know, they've, not to be savage, but they've not set the world alight recently. They've not got the most inspiring driver lineup or anything like that. So, and they've just been kind of languishing near the back and not improving, which is why we said so many times during the podcast, like, why are they even here at the moment? Like, where's their future going? So I think it is the right choice that they needed to make a change. Obviously, I don't think it's all on Gunther, and this is something that happens with maybe someone like Ferrari, where they've got that like football mentality of kind of, oh, it's all the team principal fault, and it keeps happening and keeps happening. Whereas Gunther's always been there. So if there is someone new that steps up, we don't know if Komatsu is going to be staying.
It might be
a placeholder, but they're saying obviously he's at the moment. And if he does take them forward, then we know that, you know, that was what was needed. But if we still have these problems, then we know that it is just something more deeply rooted in Haas, because this is a team that we've gone about the results, but they've while it's hilarious for Drive to Survive and makes for great content, they did brilliant that year. I think it was where they finished fifth in the constructors, I want to say 2018. And then since then, they've been, you know, at the back, they've had controversies. The Rich Energy thing was embarrassing. The Mazepin thing was embarrassing. This is a team that just keeps kind of embarrassing themselves, basically. And now they've gone back, and you thought, oh, after 2021, when they were easily last and we were making jokes that, you know, they might as well be a Formula 2 car a lot of the time with that car, you thought they're on their way up now, and they're still going to finish like way down. So yeah, it's just daft, really.
It is daft. It's funny, I read a message on Twitter replying to one of my tweets saying that Netflix might actually hire him to narrate Drive to Survive next year. This year coming up, that would be something, wouldn't it? Can you imagine?
You just... do wonder if, because what are we in? So we're start of January, there's got to be some kind of episode about it.
There has to be a whole special.
Yeah, exactly. They're going to finalize a lot of things, but they're going to have to cover it. And I do wonder if there's been a Gunther Steiner episode that the editors at Drive to Survive now have to potentially even scrap or go, oh no, we need to completely change this now.
Oh, you best believe there's an episode where they've gone to his house and they've been making pancakes or something, and you've got Gunther in an apron, and, you know, oh, looking forward to this year coming up, and then boom. The episode's going to be called Goodbye Gunther. I can feel it right now. Little bit of alliteration. Love that.
Goodbye,
right.
Gunther.
Okay, that pretty much sums up our chat about Gunther going, doesn't it? We're using a lot of G words at the moment. Is there anything else that you want to highlight, Tommy, from this?
No, I think it's just a surprising thing. But my opinion is it's the right thing, even though we love Gunther for being that personality. And obviously, it'd be great to see what he does in the future. But I'm just glad we've got a bit of news to sink our teeth into finally and waffle about.
Yep, the waffle is back in 2024, our first bit of F1 news. Sad to see Gunther go. Let us know, of course, on social media, on the P1 channels, what you think about Gunther leaving, because I've already seen the initial reaction, and it is widespread sadness to see him leave Formula One. But we'll have to see, because if Haas can move forward, the fans of that team, not that there's a huge amount of them. I feel like everyone that we met in America... fans. That had Haas merch on were like, oh, actually, it was just in the sale. It's
like... Yeah, and also you see it at circuits, don't you, where people were wearing Haas stuff, but they have banners that are like, Gunther, marry me. They support Haas because of Gunther,
they support
which is
Gunther.
Such a weird concept.
It's the first
you don't
team
see that,
where people support a team principal rather than a driver.
Yeah, so... it just shows the kind of level that he had with the audience and stuff. But yeah, it'd be interesting to see what next for Haas now and whether they will rocket up the championship order to ninth next year.
And the thing is as well, like we can't judge Komatsu. If he is in for a few years, we can't judge him straight away. Similar to Vasseur at Ferrari. You know, there is he doesn't just walk in the door and he's like, right.
Particularly
you,
now. Like the
you
car
that's making that part, I
time.
Want you actually on this thing. Yeah, like the car's done. It's developed.
It's done.
And we know Haas don't have any budget to do anything more than one development a year, so it's going to take a while for Komatsu to actually make any kind of impact with his engineering expertise. But either way, thank you everybody for watching and listening to this first bit of Formula One news in 2024. Lots more to come, you best believe it. Tommy, you've already given me your final thoughts, so just start waving and we'll see you next time. Bye
Gunther.
Goodbye Gunther. Gunther,
thanks for the memories.
Gunther? I think it's Gunther, isn't it? You start calling him Gunther all of a sudden. Gunther?
Yeah,
Gunther?
Sorry.
Gunther. Bye!
Bye.
P1 is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.